Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Welcome to the Emotion Picture. Thank you all for dialing in or logging on to the chat room. This is your co-host, and really tonight maybe your only host, Jasmine. And I'm alone tonight on the switchboard unless one of my lovely co-hosts, Shaw Stimuli or DJ Victorious, decides to join me.
Yo, yo.
Hey. You don't know how happy I am to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm at the car dealership. Let me let you all know that whole car dealership certified car thing is a scam. I'll let y'all know that.
Wow. Okay. Before they take you to the back and off. Why don't you let the people know what's going on this week with the emotionpicture.com. Any updates before we get into tonight's topic?
Well, we had some bugs last week. The bugs have been worked out. We had the blog popping. We have a whole bunch of different interesting thoughts that we wrote down, things such as how to get out the friend zone, the top five reasons why that cute guy won't holler at you in the club, you know, different things like that. So check us out, theemotionpicture.com. I know that since February, when you went to the website, it took you right to Blog Talk Radio, but that's different now. If you go to theemotionpicture.com, it's a whole different world out there. So check it out.
Yes.
Oh, and buy AdSpace. Buy AdSpace. I sold AdSpace today, actually, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, nice, nice. If you want to be one of the first to advertise your business on theemotionpicture.com, hit either Vic Shaw or myself up, and feel free to email us at brightideas@theemotionpicture.com.
Well, actually,
or
now it's
ads,
at theemotionpicture.com. Yeah.
Very
and
sophisticated
ads. Shout out to badfirm.com. Let's make money
right
together. Let's get rich.
That's right. Also, you can join our Facebook group, The Emotion Picture, on Facebook. So, those are all of our updates for now. Quick recap from last week. We had we learned that our gaydars are all broke, and they really are non-existent.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yep. I'm looking the board so you guys should already know you're not going to get any fancy music. If I could find it, I definitely would put that theme song up. But we had JP, great guest, on the show that opened up our eyes to a lot of interesting things into a world that none of us were privy to prior to.
Eyes wide shut. Eyes wide shut.
Eyes wide shut, right.
If you didn't hear it, go to the archives. Check it out.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So tell us, what are we getting into tonight?
Well, my lovely co-host, Jazz, this is something that, you know, we've heard a lot. And we've heard things about men not taking care of their children and absentee fathers and, you know, things like that. Niggas ain't shit. You know, those type of things. We're tackling the issue of child support, but we're doing it from a different angle. You know, I feel that we have a lot of outlets for people to shit on and who aren't doing their thing. And we wanted to give an outlet to different stories. You know, there are people who do pay their child support, whatever that means. May even pay extra money and, you know, can't see their children. You know, a lot of different scenarios that don't really get the front page. So we want to talk about that. You know, there's just men who are being put through the system and their stories. So four fellas who are calling up later on in the hour and letting us know their story.
Thank
I have
you.
A filter
this
myself.
Terrible.
Say what?
This month?
Hear me?
I can hear you now. Vic, did you pay your child support this month? I know you got a lot of god babies out there.
I don't, man, you're playing. I don't really claim my god babies. I don't really claim the real ones because Jerry's allowed on that one. But I had no children. I had no children, so this whole thing is foreign to me. You know, I pretty much would live by the code that it's cheaper to keep her, though. You know, I know a lot of guys who may have loved that girl after that 6 month period, and that baby, you know, baby's dropped. No, my math is kind of wrong. You know, she's mad at him, and the first thing she threatens is child support. You know, because she knows that, you know, it can get down to garnishing the paycheck. If he's off, you know, I believe he can get arrested and stuff like that. So I look at those things, and I make sure that I choose wisely. You know, when I do have my first four children, because child support sounds like it's no joke. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yes, and we are going to hear definitely from some of our callers how that particular system has changed their lives. And I'm sure they're going to be very excited to have an outlook and to really have their voices heard as well as to how child support can be a difficult situation. But before we do get into some of our callers, I wanted to shed a little bit of stats. You know, I like to come with a little information because we were learning some new things as we were approaching this topic. But so one of the things that we were talking about that was kind of new information was how a lot of women, or really men, so we'll just call them custodial parents, the person who has primary custody of their child. You know, if they go into any of the other systems, such as food stamps or temporary assistance for needy families, and or they need any type of state or government support, they are often forced to put their child's father or mother on child support. So I also thought that was an interesting take of how, you know, the larger system itself can introduce child support into a relationship, which then, of course, has its own consequences. So we hope to hear a little bit more about that. And I know from a parent, like a custodial parent standpoint, that could be a really tough decision to make, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feed your kids? Do you insure them with Medicaid? Or do you, you know, have your child's father put into... What are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, again, and this is very objective because, you know, I have no little pickaninnies running around, you know, gang banging and all that. But I think it's pretty whack if you're saying that people are, you know, almost forced to throw child support in the, you know, in the bag just because they want assistance. But I was reading, because I'm working on a documentary, actually. It's my first, and it's called I've Seen a Man Cry, and it's pretty much about, you know, this very topic, but more drastic issues. Oh, all right, that's what's up. You got brothers going through it, So I did a lot of research, and I found out that child support system is nothing new. It's been going on for at least, for more than a couple hundred years. It's been going on for a long time, you know, starting in England. And, you know, it was pretty much as old as divorce. And it was very, real serious back in the day because, you know, in 1837, you know, if a man divorced a woman, that was it. She ain't working nowhere, you know, and you would have the woman and children could starve to death. So it was definitely, you know, a responsible thing for the governments of that time to make it mandatory that a man pay a certain amount of his money. And it just trickled on down. You know, it's like, first of all, child support, from what I be hearing from these brothers, it don't even really be that much money that, you know, that I can tell. It's like, you know, I have to pay $178 a month. Man, that bitch is killing me. You know, I'm like, damn, my mom, $178 a month. Like, that's, you know, I just that on Tuesday, you know. But,
yeah.
I you know, and I think we were discussing that having the actual child may be, you know, a little bit more expensive than that. And a lot of people are, you know, they get off lucky, you know.
Well, that is what what definitely makes my blood boil is when I did, you know, everybody, all our listeners and those who are new, I have two children, and, you know, going through that whole system was really, it was like a slap in the face to, you know, my children's worth. It's just, it really wasn't worth pursuing for $100 and some odd a month to take care of two children that deserved, you know, a much better lifestyle than what the state deemed. It just wasn't worth it, and it was kind of one of those things that if you know, are going to participate in your child's life, you're going to do it in more ways than in cash value. You know, you're going to have some in-kind supports as well. And if that's something that you're not willing to do without, you know, Big Brother forcing your hand, then to me it wasn't worth the fight, especially for such a small fee. I mean, the time that it would spend for me to proceed with a child support case, I could have went out and made those dollars in a number of ways. So... It may have been. We're also going to welcome Shah to the show, co-host. How are you doing tonight?
And we can welcome you too if you dial up 323-657-1479 and dial number one if you want to talk.
Shah has eight kids. Yeah, how are you taking care of all of those kids off of your salary, Shah?
Well, you know, I just bump into them really, like, on Facebook as they get older. And, you know, they tell me about their lives. The good thing is none of them are bitter. None of them are really bitter. And I was supposed to play ball with this dude. I forgot his name. But, you know, he's, like, 20-something now. But it didn't work out. Hopefully we meet up next week or something like that. But his Facebook picture...
You are the worst.
What?
Please.
He's a looker. He's not...
Clear your name and tell us how you feel about the topic.
I was a kid that had two parents separate when I was around 10 years old. And my mother never did the court thing. Like, my father just came around every week and brought me fast food and money, like, every Friday. And to me, that just went a long way. Every time I think about that, like, that time spent, although it was, like, once a week on a Friday, like, I didn't really care about the bread because my mother took it anyway. But I just remember that, like, him just being supportive as far as coming around and having a little bit of conversation and talking to me. And, you know, I have friends now that are kind of delinquent when it comes to that type of stuff. And I try to tell them, like, the money is important, but the time is what the kid is going to remember. I don't know, man. I don't have any children, so it's just tough for me to, like, to know what that's like. I just know that if I had offspring that looked like me, had my features, you know, my name, like anything, it's just, I would just do whatever it takes to make sure that they were all right, whether I was a part of the mother's life or not. People be mad at their baby mom, bro.
That's like music to, you know, a woman's ears.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they really get mad at their partner who they made the baby with. Like, they really take it out on them. And sometimes they don't even count the kid. Like, oh, nah, that kid don't count. That came from, you know, that chick. Like, and,
wow, that's awful.
It's tough like that, but that's real.
Yeah. And, you know, we just definitely wanted to speak up on, you know, again, we're talking about custodial and non-custodial parents, not necessarily men and women here. We're talking about, you know, people that choose not to take care of their children, whether they're their mothers or fathers, because we definitely have and hope to have tonight represented both, not the people who don't take care of their kids, but, you know, just a discussion about, in general, how we support our children. And I love the fact that you bring up it was the time that was spent. So, again, that's in-kind support that a child support system can't replace for a family. So, at this time, guys, I'm going to invite one a special guest who happens to be joining me here in the studio. And our guest for tonight's show will go by the name of... Nicole. Sorry, a little technical difficulty here. But Nicole is one of the gentlemen that we're talking about that has children and was in a relationship that didn't exactly go as planned. And he's going to share a little bit about his experience going from being in a relationship to then being on child support. So, Nicole, welcome to our show. Oh, he wants applause.
Hi, this is Nicole, and I'm here to talk about being on child support. I think is good to a certain extent, but at the same time, child support is kind of corrupted.
So, okay, how did you get to the situation that you were put on child support? Like, is that something that you made the decision to do, or is that, how did it kind of get to that point?
Well, it was me and my significant other's decision, because we sat down with an attorney and had a written agreement that we both decided to write with attorney present, and we decided to, I have the kid 6 months out of the year, and she will have the kid 6 months out of the year, and it worked out pretty good. When she had the kid, I would pay a price for her having a kid, so I wouldn't have to go in the system. But for the other for others that's in the system, I can understand how it is, because it gets a little crazy and difficult when you have to deal with license being taken away, also going to jail. Those are things that come along with child support, which I think and feel that it shouldn't. As long as a man is taking care of his kid, everything should be okay. We don't need a man forcing us to do the right thing.
Well, thank you. I couldn't agree with that more. So one of the things that you mentioned is that you guys came to an agreement. How do you come to agreement of, like, you know, what is the child's worth in a monetary way? Is there a percentage or something that you guys came up with?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but I think putting in, you know, food, clothing, hairdos, and so forth at the time was nothing, because the child was 2 and 3 years old,
mm-hmm.
at the time. But once the child reached a certain age, of course, I had to increase the pay.
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't been a problem, because we was able to communicate and talk about the things. If something go up, then, you know, of course, I add some more money to it, or even buy the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But we never had no problems. But for the most of it, I've heard other guys complaining about things like this, and they feel if they already taking care of the kid with cash out of their pocket, that we don't need a white man involved.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're not, this has to do with race as well. So, guys on the phone, do you have any questions or comments regarding the Nicole's story, which actually seems to be a little bit different than what we hear on the average basis? Maybe I lost them.
Hold on a minute. I was just taken aback by the white man. Having a white man, you know. First, I didn't hear his name properly, because it sounded like you said Nicole, but I didn't. Obviously, that's not the name.
Oh,
what's his name, brother?
Nicole with a D E.
Nicole. Okay. You know. So 6 months in and 6 months out. Do you live in the same city?
Yes.
Okay. So how does that work? Is it January to June and then July to December? How do you guys work that out?
Well, like I said, once I did a year. Oh, we didn't live in the same city.
Okay.
But we were either drive or fly her back. And on thing when she's with me, and she will pick up the tab when she is with her. And that worked out pretty good. And then once she came back to the same town, I would have her just for the summer.
Okay.
And
now,
that worked out pretty good.
How old was the child when you first made the agreement?
I was 3 years old.
Okay. And what, is it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay. And how old is she now?
Well, now she's 13.
Oh, okay. So you had the same agreement for 10 years?
So, hello. I mean, I think that one of the things about the case is that it sounds like, you know, the couple is able to communicate with each other and
right.
keep the child at the best interest of the whole situation. And
right.
they were able to come up with an agreement without having outsiders, this third party, or as Nicole said, the white man, you know, interfering. And you know, that would be the ideal situation. It sounds like an amicable divorce. You know, you sit down at the table, you see what needs to be taken care of, and then you do it and you stick to the agreement. But this
I want to know if she hated him. Like, Nicole, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Like, were you guys still great friends and everything when you guys broke up?
Yeah, we were still friends. We was able to get along with no problems. Of course, you know, we always had, you know, disagreement on a couple of things, but...
Right.
Or as angry and mad, no.
Okay,
no,
yeah, I think that's probably one of the main differences is that usually the child support a lot of times comes along with anger, you know, and resentment. But, you know, I think it's great if two people can part ways and still remain friends and everything. I mean, like Shaw was saying earlier, you know, do whatever he has to do to make sure it doesn't get to that level. But let me ask you, when you talk to your friends about their child support payments, what do they think about you? They say you don't know what it's like to take care of a kid, or is it vice versa? Do they not know what it's like?
No, when I talk with them about their kids and being on child support, they wish they was in my shoes. Because once that emotion part kick in with the female... And someone get angry at one another, and the child support turn into a threat. Once the child support turn into a threat, then they go and sit down and talk with another person that don't have anything to do with it, and that person guide and lead them on how to take away from out of another man's pocket to put in their pocket. And the money, half of the time, the money is not used in the correct way. And they also, the system is making money off of it because they hold the money in Tallahassee. So that's another issue.
But before we allow him to go into, you know, the white man and how he's gaining interest on child support funds, let's try to
Mighty Whitey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just want to say before we get into any more discussion that if you're a guest and you'd like to call, or if you are listening and you'd like to call in, the number is 323-657-1479, and if you press 1, we'll be happy to have you join us and either tell your experience or ask any of us, the host or our guest, Nicole, your questions, specifically the heartbreak.
I'm just saying, we always get texts. Call.
Don't send
us a question.
Don't hit up on Facebook. We're busy. We're doing our show. If you want to talk to us, call in, and you know, we'll be happy to talk to you here.
You should say this. Tell him that.
Shut the fuck up. I have a question for Nicole.
Ask him yourself.
Nicole.
So, yes, Sean.
Yeah, I wanted to know, because I got friends that get into this situation where they're paying child support or they're, you know, giving money weekly, monthly, however, and then years go by and the girl moves on and she moves in, new guy. And new guy, you know, whether he's making money, he adds income to the household. Household is set. And then that money that you're giving doesn't even come close to the kid. Like, it just becomes like an extra to some extra bread for them when the girl or anybody, when somebody moves on and adds another income to the household, does that change the amount that you give?
That is a good one. And Nicole is shaking his head, like, very fast. I hear sounds of New York. You need to be put on mute. All right, Nicole, what happens? Has that happened? I know that you mentioned your significant other now has other children, which is not by you, I'm assuming. Okay, he's shaking his head no. So what happens when your funds are going towards other things?
Well, as long as the child's maintaining, looking good, hair skills getting done, who's holding this, no problem. At all.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Cole, how many children does she have?
She has three.
She has three, okay, including your daughter.
Mine's make three.
Okay. And you pay a certain amount. Is it every month? Is it biweekly? When do you pay?
Biweekly.
Biweekly, okay. So let's just say, you know, your baby mother, she was short this month, and it was one of her children's birthday. You know, you caught wind that she may have used a couple $100 from your daughter's fund just to hold her over, you know, for other child. How do you feel about that?
Well, me, I wouldn't be concerned about that.
Because
at the end of the day, it's still going in the same house. And I feel like this. If you are paying child support and your money is used to buy food in the house, of course, all the kids, if you have a, I would say daughter's mother, have, because I'm not in the system, so I use that word, but if and everybody's getting child support, I think everybody feeding off of that. So that I have no problem with that part at all, because it'll be vice versa. If the other two kids' dad is paying child support, which they are, my child's eating off that as well. So I don't have no problem with that.
So he has, like, kind of the ideal whole baby mama setup. It's like, you know, they get along. They were able to make this great agreement outside of the legal system. And then she goes off and she has two other children from two other men who are also participating in supporting their children. It's like one big happy fucking family. I'm sorry.
Two
I'm not buying
men?
This story.
It's two other dudes?
Two other dudes, yes. But, I mean, it's like, it's an ideal story. It's just... Okay, so let's welcome another guest to the show. Hello, is this the Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah, peace, what's going on?
Peace, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm going, I'm all right. I'm just listening, you know?
Okay.
Just listen. This is a very heated and emotional topic for me, you know. So I had to sort of brace myself before I called, you know.
You got some kids?
I have different stories than him. I have one.
Okay.
You know, I have one and that's it. You know, it's one for a reason, you know.
Cool. Well, what's the situation with him?
What's the situation?
Alright, I mean, my situation was a little different. You know, I had my daughter with, you know, I met her mother in high school, you know, she was like my high school, you know, love and all of that good stuff. And, you know, everything was pretty good in the beginning. Time went on, you know, we sort of, you know, we conceived the child, you know, I actually didn't want to be with her anymore, you know, after the child, you know, was born. But I had an agreement with her, and I was telling her, and I never really turned my back on my child. I never questioned whether she was mine. I always knew that. And at this particular time, she was actually living with me. You know, we were young, so she was living with me, and I was, like, still staying with my mother at that time, you know, working to move out. But she was staying with us. All of us were staying in the same house, and I received paperwork while she's staying with me. type of thing. At that time, I was making, like, you know, crumbs. I wasn't really making any money. You know, they was taking from me. It was really crumbs. You know, but it just was the principle behind it at that time, because I never was taken out of the system since then.
Wait, how was she staying with you and getting child support? I don't understand.
Yeah, so she was with me, right? You know, I was working, she wasn't. She went down, you know, to public assistance or whatever at that time. You know, I told her the story to say. She didn't tell him that story because she didn't want to look like she was a whore or something like that.
Well, what
told
is the
her
story
to say, you don't know. I told her, go
what
down there and get the resources. You know, tell them you don't know who the father is and all that stuff because they can't, you know, they can't do anything.
Okay. Right.
You know,
I know
I was
about
going
that.
By guidance to older brothers that I know. You know, that was telling me, you know, they was trying to guide
yeah.
me. So she ain't listening.
Bread.
Yeah, she went down there. She was like, oh, all right, you know, they pretty much scared her into telling them my information. Little did I know, over the years of her staying with me, well, it was like a year, maybe a year and a half, she had my Social Security number. She had certain documents that I didn't even give to her. You know, so she pretty much was roaming around the house, you know, came across these things and wrote them down, my social number and shit like that. So she gave it to me. She knew it. I never told her. You know, and then later on she told me that she knew it. You know, she gave it to them. So basically, I was locked in from that moment. You know, we broke up, XYZ. In the beginning, it was a very small amount. So I was, like, actually paying on top of it. I came up with an agreement with her. I was giving her money orders every 2 weeks for the trip for my daughter. Since my daughter was born, we're talking, like, you know, infant stage, you know, 5-6 months. I always was taking care of my daughter with just me and her. So, like, even though I was staying with my mother, at that time, I was, like, my mother didn't change any diapers. She didn't buy any food, nothing. That was all my responsibility, and I handled it. So since she was, like, the size of a loaf of bread, I'm getting it on and off the bus, you know, taking care of her by myself. And there's not too many men I see, you know, walking around by themselves with a little, you know, small baby. You know, usually the child is walking already, you know, when I see them. But, you know, I had it since then. Was paying my, you know, my money to the mother at that time. My daughter was maybe like 5 or 6 months. I was giving her like $300 on top of, you know, a little money because it was like chump change they had me taking out at that time. So after I moved on, finished my bachelor's, finished my master's and all of these great things, all right, I messed with a different female, got my own place, you know, moved that woman in with me. You know, we were together. That created a whole lot of hostility and animosity from my daughter's mother, even though at that particular time, I haven't touched her or anything in over 5 years at that time, you know. And she took me back to court because I was with someone else that was living with me in a house that at that time she said she should have been the one living here, not her. So she took me to court. They tried to rape me. They tried to really rape me. If it wasn't for me paying student loans, you know, and me knowing how to speak and represent myself, I would have really got raped. You know, at that time, I mean, it was, to me, it was a lot of money. It was trying to take like $600.
When you say rape, what was the initial amount?
The initial amount was nothing. You know, the initial amount at that time, I was pretty much a student, so I was working like part-time, so I wasn't making a lot of money. So I was only giving them, at that, I was like, what, 19? I was giving them like $25 a month or something like that. It was nothing.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, it was nothing. But when I
you
was taking back.
You were from 25 to 600.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was taking back, they wanted 17% of what I was making. And at that time, it was like the amount they showed me was like $533. And I looked at them like they was crazy. My daughter was like 2 years old. I'm like, listen, you know, I bought all of my receipts in. That's why I love the show's topic, you know, the title. I came in there with an envelope full of receipts going back to my daughter being born. Judge looked at me and said, okay, you know, your father, you was doing what you were supposed to do. Congratulations. But guess what? 17%. So I'm like, okay. So I sort of like, you know, had like a contra argument, you know, and I worked it out, you know, a little lower than what they said. And since then, that's been the amount. But my whole argument in position with this, the reason why I get serious behind it is because there are lots of, like, deadbeat fathers out there. But there are, like, a lot of brothers such as myself that was there from day one. Maybe it didn't work out with the woman, but never turned their back on the child, you know. never turn their back on their child, always was there, but still, you know, end up with, like, the backlash of, you know, the emotional effect, you know, taking the court for emotional reasons and not financial reasons. And that was my case. So to me, when I went in there, it was like an assassination of my character. It was like, you know, the judge and everybody in there sort of looking at me, you know, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, you know, you really trying to, like, assassinate my character, treat me like I'm a deadbeat, like I don't know my daughter, like I never was there for her, you know, and I didn't appreciate that. And that created a relationship between my daughter's mother and myself to where, I mean, to this day, you know, to talk about being friends, I don't want to be, we're not friends. If I'm going to court, we can't be friends. You know, if I'm paying child support that was stripped from me when I was giving it to you willingly, almost the same amount, you know, that I pay, I was giving to her willingly. Maybe it's like a $50 difference. So you took me to court. You never took me out of the system when you said you was. How can we be friends? I mean, you know, I talk to you. Everything I say is business, you know. How was my daughter? How was this? How were you? You know, it's all general. I'm always nice and kind and all that stuff. You know, I don't really go in her house when I get my daughter. It's like a drug exchange. I go in there, I say peace. You know, I get my daughter, everything in the bag, okay. I'm going to do the homework with her over the weekend. All right, take care. And I'm gone. I'm not trying to be there longer than 5 minutes. You know, and that's just me. So it has affected me, though, in different ways to where, you know, I haven't had another child because of that. You know, that's a major reason why I haven't had another child, because I'm not trying to go through that again. You know, I heard it all. I mean, from this woman, I heard, you know, I will never take you to child support. Oh, you're a good man. Oh, yeah, that, you know, it's because we were together. The moment we wasn't together, all of that changed, you know. Be a good man and all of that, but, you know, she got upset and her emotions took effect. So that's pretty much my story.
Oh, okay. Is somebody there?
Somebody is. If they want to chime in, sharing your story. We're going to definitely get back. I'm going to keep you on Heartbreak Kids. 347-432.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, hello. First of all, I would like to commend the brother that's been speaking, you know, for everything that he's been doing. Of course, you know, I power to the black man for taking care of the responsibilities and not letting, you know, these, you know, sometimes emotional women get the best of you. And I would also like to state that, you know, I've been in the same situation, but at least you get to see your child. My child was actually taken away from me and moved to another state after, you know, me and the mother had an agreement. And as soon as jurisdiction was over, so was that agreement where my child, you know, was missing. I had to literally hire a private investigator to find my child and then bring her back to court, et cetera. So, and it took me 9 years to actually, you know, now I'm going to have another child. So, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, don't give up, you know, in reference to that. You know, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be, you know, it takes a while. You're not going to get over it, you know, quickly, but, it, you know, you can actually move forward and have a relationship with somebody. You know,
well,
so
Carla, when you say your child was taken away from you, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, the person that I was with actually moved to another state. And once they went to the other state, I didn't have no information, you know, in order to find my child. Even though, you know, there was a court order, the person violates the court order and nothing happens to them, you know. And that's the sad part. And, you know, I mean, you know, I have a lot, you know, I'm the only male child and I have three sisters. So therefore, you know, I guess you could say that I'm one of those good guys that they call it, you know, the ones that actually care for their children. And we usually get the raw, you know, end of the stick when we like that. You know, the child was taken out of state, and once the child is out of state, now it's a whole different jurisdiction. You got to go according to their laws. And for you to be fighting, you know, for you to be fighting a case when you're in New York and let's say the child is in Florida, you know, you have to actually go there every time to go to court. Or you have to pay for an attorney out there to handle the case for you. You know, right now it's getting a little bit better because of, you know, you could actually be, you know, in New York and go into court via video with your attorney present, et cetera. And at the end of the day, people forget that, you know, that this having a child is a great, great responsibility. It's a blessing. It's not like, you know, a come-up. A lot of women is trying to make it look like it's a come-up, and I don't appreciate that, especially when, you know, the fathers are doing what they're supposed to do. And these women don't, I always say that women are the backbone of our community, and until these women step up to be the backbone of our community, we're going to fail. We're going to fail because, you know, I was raised by my mother, my grandmother, you know what I'm saying, my aunts and stuff like that, and I was able to, you know, go through all types of obstacles, and I feel as though I've accomplished a lot with them, with their support, because they were my backbone. And the new generation that's coming up, I don't think they actually learn anything from their mothers and their grandmothers, and they need to go back and look at self. And that's what I wanted to comment. Again, you know, just to, you know, let the brother know that I commend him for doing what he's been doing all these years, you know, for his child. And these women need to wake up. You know, without y'all, we're nothing. You know, and I'll say it, because my mother and my grandmother is definitely why I'm still alive, why I didn't, you know, take the nigger route and go off on her. You know? And at the end of the day, you know, for each child, mother's sons that you're doing this, or, you know, sister's brother that you're doing this to, you're going to have a child. You could have a male child. And what happens when that male child is getting abused by somebody else? How do you feel about yourself when, you know, you did that to the father? You know? And then I'm not taking anything from women that are doing what they're supposed to do, because the guys that are not doing what they're supposed to do, that's not taking care of their responsibility, yes, they do need to be handled accordingly. But those that are doing what they're supposed to, these women need to stop. Stop trying to make, you know, child support a career, because that's what they're doing out there. That's like the next hustle. I'm going to get pregnant by, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get pregnant by somebody that's okay, that got a job, got a 401k, you know what I'm saying, or a baller. And it becomes a hustle. Like, yo, man, I respect the chick that's on the pole stringing more than I respect you, because you messing around with this child's life, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, God can't handle that. They'll kill themselves and kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then everybody be looking like, oh, my God, how could this happen? Yo, you know why it happened. And then those mothers.
You are.
And those mothers that are out there that know that their daughters is doing that, those mothers need to step up and let their mothers, you know, if let's say you have a relationship with your daughter and you know that's what your daughter is doing and you know this guy is a good father, you need to step it up as a grandmother to this child. And let them know, like, yo, listen, what you're doing is wrong. If you continue to do that, I have nothing to do with you. Because if you're condoning it, then you know different than your daughter. Maybe she got it from you. And it's going to continue to their daughters and so on.
Let me ask you a question. Your daughter was taken away. Do you still pay child support now?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that would, like, you know, I'm not trying to get out of child support. You know what? Every day I wake up, you know what I'm saying, I need soap to wash my face. I need a place to stay. I need food to eat. So, therefore, definitely my child needs that, too. So, I am 100% for taking care of your responsibilities. You know, but at the same time, I need to have some sort of say-so in my child's life, even if I'm not the one that's living with that person. And I want to give that out. I want to put that out, too. All of those brothers that are married to these chicks that's moved on, I think y'all motherfuckers is bums, man, because y'all need to step it up, too, because if she's doing it to this guy, you really need to talk to that guy and find out the truth. Find out what's the real. And not only that, any man who's actually taking care of somebody else's child really needs to find out. Like, if let's say that guy don't want to be part of it, all right, that's your child, you take that child and that's yours. But if that guy is in court trying to see their child and you're there, because you're a pussy whip or whatever it is, or you're not man enough, you're letting this chick ruin your life, you understand? Then you know, you're a bum, you're a loser. Because you need to be that man that's going to, like, you know what? I'm the man of the family. I need to, this is what's going to happen. If God wants to be in this child's life, you know what I'm saying? Let him be. Because you never know what tomorrow might hold. That same way that you're talking, but before you know it, you be part of that system too.
Whoa, that was a lot of caller.
But stay on the line, though, both of you guys.
Yeah, stay on the line. I'm really enjoying his passion on the topic and sharing his experience. But we are going to go really fast to 310-743.
Peace. This is Oasis. I had a question for one of the brothers who was speaking about the split time that he had with his child. He indicated that he had 6 months on and six months off, and he still had to pay child support? Is he still on the line or no?
Is he there? Because I know he was saying that he didn't have to pay that. That was something that they agreed themselves. I don't think he's even in the system.
Okay.
I'm not in the system. But that was an agreement that we had together with attorney. Yeah, and I didn't have to. You know, that's something I chose to do.
And I know it's real short, and I just wanted to add on really quick because I'm hearing all the brothers speaking and. I know I heard one brother say that they were raping him at paying 17% of his earnings. I don't want to touch on that, I guess, too hard because I know he feels a type of way about it. But I put my daughter's father in the system because he just didn't want to be responsible. And some men, and I'm not saying that for any of the brothers that are on the line now, but unfortunately, some men just don't have the maturity to do what they're supposed to do on their own. And for me, it wasn't anything about money. I went solely for visitation because the brother would call me on Thursday and tell me he's not picking her up on Friday, call on Sunday and say he's bringing her home early when he was supposed to bring her back on Tuesday. So when I went to court, it was strictly for visitation. And the judge was forcing me to put him in the system for child support. And my stance was it's not about the money. He pays like $100 every month. And he just, you know, throws that at me, and that's the end of it. Because at the end of the day, I needed time away. It's a hard job being a mother and having a child with no free time. And here in the state of California, they calculate the time spent. So if you for instance, like we have it, and the way it's set up, I'm the custodial parent, and it's 51-49 or something like that, with me being the custodial parent. So because he spends so much time with her, he doesn't really have to pay that much child support, and I refuse to put him in the system because what happens is they have these high interest bearing accounts, and they hold that money for 3 to 4 months before you see it. I actually took him out of the system. And when I first put him in the system before he went to court, he paid in January. I didn't see the money until March. And they do that because they're gaining, you know, interest off of the fund that that they're putting, you know, that they're putting in. So that was pretty much it.
Okay, can I intervene? Hello?
No, I was saying I wanted to piggyback off of that. Which what was said. I do understand, you know, the struggle that women go through. But in some cases, like most of the stories that I hear, you know, never really apply to me. Time share, time spent, I always was doing that consistently. You know, that right there never was an issue. Even the money wasn't an issue. I was giving it up willingly. You know, putting me in the system was really just a way, because she knew that would affect me. She knew how I felt about that, so she was trying to get under my skin. That's what it was really about.
Exactly.
It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the time spent. Because that always was consistent from day one. I used to shop for my daughter accordingly, monthly. I mean, like on seasonally. So I come, you know, 20, 30 outfits for the summer, 20, 30 outfits for the winter. She didn't have to buy any clothes. 2-3 coats, 2-3 pairs of shoes. I was coming like that with big Santa Claus bags of shit. You know, so it wasn't about taking care of her. I was, you know, buying the clothes and giving her a certain amount of money every 2 weeks, and that was what the agreement was.
I mean, I want to also I would like to comment on that. For the young lady, I think with the 310. I mean, I don't know the situation, but I know definitely one of the things that we don't actually study is that the system that we're going through. Hello? The system that we're going through don't really care about us or the children. And nobody could actually force you to put somebody on support. If these judges don't care because they're making money because that's how they make their living. So, therefore, as long as you're in the system, they have a job. And that's what people don't understand. Like, you know, we're not winning when we do that. We're not winning. The kids are not winning. Everybody's losing. And most of those people that's going for that 17% not realizing if you do have a good man, 17% is not really money. You can't really raise a child on 17%, you know, because in my situation, the money that she was getting is when she took me to court. That's why she don't get more. She actually lost. She actually lost a whole lot more than she gained. She, like, and then like the brother said, it's all about, you know, just the frustration that she wants to put you through, because if she really looks at it, when a father really cares about their child, anything that the child wants, they're gonna do. If that person that you're trying to, you know, get money from doesn't care, he doesn't care. So 17% is a lot of money, you know. But like the average person is like, okay, you're gonna buy the clothes, like you said. Even though you're paying the 17%, you're gonna, if you got a good relationship, you know what I'm saying, the clothes you will buy, your family will buy stuff, and they don't even understand how they're losing. They're not actually not winning.
Easy there.
Wow.
Do show themselves and everybody, and they know why. You have another caller?
Yeah, we do actually. I'm gonna go to 718.
Why are they calling?
Yeah,
so late,
I know. I know. We'll
some
go ahead.
Some of y'all
and take
ain't finna get on. But go ahead. 718.
718-300. Are you there?
Hey. Yes, I'm
here.
I'm here. I gotta be here. I won't be anywhere else, I'll tell you that.
I know you won't be in the gym locker room or that.
What do you have to say on this?
What's up, y'all? Well, I wanted to add on, man. This is a great topic. And big shout out to everybody raising their children. You know, you really don't get credit for that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to get credit for stuff you're supposed to do. So, you know, take all that credit away. Make sure you handle your business and raise these kids the right way, you know. But
right.
I have a situation, you know, my daughter's about to be 6. I'm not on child support because I support my child, you know what I mean? But the thing is, you know, the flip side to that is I don't really get, like, you know how when you do go to the courts, the dad might get the weekends or the holidays, you know? I have yet to have my daughter for a weekend by myself. What I have to do is pretty much I have to go pick her up Saturday early, bring her back, come back home, and mind you, they live in the city. I live in East New York, so that ride is an hour and a half easy, and that back and forth. And I got to do that Saturday and Sunday, you know what I mean, which makes no damn sense. And, you know, I got to do, you know, but like I said, for me, I support my daughter. You know, I give her money. Money's never the issue. I always come out of my pocket. I don't never buy nothing for me, you know what I mean? But, you know, I'm there for my daughter, and it sucks because if I were to go to court, first and foremost, I'll be giving less. Because the court wouldn't, you know, the 17, I think, is the max. And I'll be giving less, which, like I said, money is not the issue. I don't mind giving more because, you know, I know my daughter needs things, and I want to have, you know, things that I didn't have, you know. But I don't get my daughter. That's the thing. See, if I were to go to court, I would get it. I would get her. There's no way the courts could deny me that. But since me and her mother have this agreement not to get the courts of Babylon involved in our relationship or our what we're doing, I'm kind of stuck this way. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, it kind of sucks, man. I want to make breakfast for my daughter. You know what I mean? I want to do things like that with her, you know. So, but, you know, I just wanted to add on to that and give a little bit of my experience because, like I said, only because you do the right thing and you go outside the courts and try to settle things, there's always something. There's always something, man. You know what I mean?
This is a situation where the court will probably work in your favor, brother. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it's there, but we got to use it as males, too. We got to use it. It's not for us, but we got to use it as much as we can.
Real quick,
in your favor.
Guys,
but then that's where the bitterness also start coming. So be ready for a good fight because you will have it.
Before we get to the next caller,
Shut his mic off.
Yeah. I'm going to do that for sure. But I have to share this resource. For the people that are listening, there are, you know, it sounds like there's a lot of men who may not know their rights, or it's taken them a long time for them to figure out what these rights are. So there are a few sites I just want to share real quick. www.childwelfare.gov and also parentingsolutions.com. And we'll share a little bit more on our page on Facebook and on the website, so that fathers and non-custodial mothers can know their rights as they approach child support and visitation issues and things that we have discussed. So I'm going to go to caller 347-641. Again, that's 347-641. Are you there?
Yeah, peace. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, great.
And Matt,
peace.
Who is
prominent? Hey, listen, I'm sorry to call late. You know, the comments, you guys are funny. I'm actually just dropping off my son, and I wanted to say that there's two sides to the child support, right? I live with a woman. I'm actually married to a woman who has the guy, her son's on child support, right? And the reason she put him on child support because the babysitter cost $75 and she had to chase him for $37. You know what I'm saying? And this is the kind of things that women have to go through because some men, right, don't want to pay. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to take care of their responsibilities and they feel like, you know what I'm saying, you figure it out. He's your son. You know what I'm saying? You don't come check for him and... You know, and she took him to court once, never took him to get an adjustment. She said, you know, the reason she did it was because she didn't want to have to chase him around for money because, you know what I'm saying, it's like, and women, and I understand because my mother has three sons, and, you know, we ate a lot, and, you know, you have to eat. You have to eat. Children have to eat to live. I mean, you know, and that's the reality. And there was a brother that was saying that he doesn't pay child support. I mean, he doesn't have an order, and I want to say that I don't live with my oldest son, and I don't have an order as well because I pay for mine too. And at this time, my ex-wife, she'd probably be okay if she took me to child support, but she knows I do so much for him, like it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It will never be an issue. Whatever my son needs, he gets, and I go above and beyond because I understand the need. But, you know, some dudes need to be on child support because they bums. You know, some dudes really just don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take care of their children, man. And kids don't eat for free. You can't eat. The kids can't live on love. They can't eat on love. They can't sleep on love. You know what I'm saying? And we need to get out of the fantasy land where kids are supported with just, you know what I'm saying, with well wishes. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have to be men and be accountable And part of being a man and being responsible is paying up. Like, for real. Like, what is so hard about taking when you have to eat? They got to eat. They got to sleep. You got to sleep. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Why does a woman? And another thing, I'm going to tell you why some dudes are scared of child support. And, like, I don't want to talk bad about the brother that called in about, you know, that they don't want to have the courts in, you know, in their site or whatever. The reality is, one of the other callers said, sometimes you need to use the system for your own good. Like, you know what? You get the baby. Go to court and you'll get the baby. You don't have to fight for her. Like, me and my ex-wife, we don't have a problem with visitation or none of that. I get them when I want them. And that's it. And if she don't want me to have them, then, you know what I'm saying, then I get him anyhow because she already knows that he's mine and I'm going to be there and certain things are not negotiable, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to have her tell me when I can get him.
Well, thank you, caller. I hate to cut you off. We do have about 90 seconds left.
My bad. Sorry for calling.
No, you know, you definitely had a great point and you definitely wanted to represent that some people probably need to be on child support. Man, I hear we have about 5-6 folks on the line right now, and if I trusted you guys to talk for 20 seconds, you know, let's just try, guys. You got somebody? You got 30 seconds. Where they at?
Okay, let's see. We got 973-930, where you at?
Okay, I'm going to try to keep it really brief, okay? First
you
of all,
no
I just want to say, I want to say thank you to Vic for pointing out early on in the show the history of child support and its purpose, because I think a lot of men don't realize that. I want to commend all of the men that called in and are doing what they are supposed to do. And I just also wanted to say that I agree with Oasis and the last caller that sometimes, yes, it's ideal that if you have two parties and they can come to an agreement, they do so without involving the court. But when you can't and one person doesn't want to act in a civilized manner, it's a good thing that the court is there. So.
Well, thank you, caller.
Thank you. Wow, great topic. And it was really, in the chat room, we're kind of talking about how nice it really is to hear men's point of views on the topic, because this is one that they don't usually have a forum. Unfortunately, we hear all of the negative sides of men and caring for their children outside of a relationship. So thank you so much for all the callers that joined us, from Nicole, the Heartbreak Kid, Soul Sonic, and the other gentleman didn't get his name. Vic, any last words to take us out with?
TheEmotionPicture.com. Make money with it. That's it. Oh, and don't have no kids by no crazy girl.
Yeah. And check out our website. If you have a friend that needs to know this stuff, or you have a chick that needs to know this information, play the archives back to her, or to him.
Tell a friend. And call early next week.
Yeah, call in early. We can't get there's a lot of people who still have stuff to say, but too bad. Learn 8 p.m. Eastern time every Tuesday. Those of you who need to know your rights, www.childwelfare.gov, or hit one of us up and we'll put you in contact with a local resource in your town. And just take care of your damn kids, man. All y'all. Give 100%.
Yeah. All right, we out.
We out. I don't even know what to play. Shit, just go with this. Boom, ba-da.